Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens,
where we help you grow.
We're going to be talking about gardening today. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please call us. We'd love to talk to you. Our number is 245-1100-245-1100. What a lovely, damp, rainy, cool morning.
I know. I was just thinking on the way, we were just, you know, last Saturday, it was like, oh my gosh, what a beautiful spring day. The birds are singing, the sun's out. It's equally as beautiful this morning.
It is just misty and cool.
Wet pavement.
Couldn't see the book cliffs this morning from the Redlands because it was shrouded in low clouds. It was just so pretty.
I love it when the clouds hang. I was
so
watching
so pretty.
I was looking at that on the way to the radio
station. Yeah. Rainy and cool today. Some widespread showers still expected. Thunderstorms are possible. We're expecting highs in the low to mid 50s in Grand Junction and Delta, Montrose and Rifle as well. Sunday, partly sunny, but scattered showers still possible. We're looking for highs in the low to mid 60s. Sunny, though, Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 70s, with another small storm system rolling through probably Wednesday afternoon or so, clouding up a little bit and somewhat cooler. Thunderstorms Friday, though, were a mixed bag. Mm-hmm. I was at home working from home, and the thunder was rattling the windows.
Wasn't that great?
It was awesome. Watching the storms roll across the valley from up on the Redlands, there were some of those big ones where you can see the rain going from the cloud to the ground. And I thought to myself, boy, somebody's really catching it.
I know. And I was like kind of running back and forth between, well, Booklift, because we had our early morning clerk meeting, and back home. And then, I don't know, several back to town, back home. And it was raining in town. But when I got out, you know, we live close to the monument. No rain.
Right.
I was like, come on, please.
Come on, just a little.
It took all day for it to reach us over there.
Yes, it did.
In the Redlands.
And it was, you know, kind of a mixed bag. Some people, I'm sure, got lots. I did see some friends, bless them, they had already put their vegetable gardens in, and a hailstorm came through and kind of beat up their plants a little bit.
I saw that.
I thought, oh gosh, I'm sorry, but it looked like the hail that hit was, you know, kind of small, and so it poked some holes in the leaves. I think the plants are going to be fine. At my house, I don't live that far from you.
Right.
We did get a little bit of a hailstorm. I want to say maybe 10:30-ish. Hail about half the size of a pea.
10:30 in the evening?
No, 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, in the morning.
In the morning. Okay. And it rolled through really quick.
Okay.
It didn't seem to beat anything up because the hail was pretty small. But, boy, it just was a mixed bag all the way around.
We got little hail pellets.
Hail pellets.
At our house, like five-ish maybe.
Yep, another
but
little.
But it didn't last very long.
Yeah, it was a nice little storm that rolled through then as well.
And in about, three-ish at Booklift, it poured.
Dumped,
poured. And Rick was on his way home, and I called him. He's like, oh, no, nothing.
Because I
drove out of it on Monument Road, and I was like, oh. But we did get rain.
Indeed. So officially, out at the airport, we got 11/100ths of an inch of rain. That was as of 5 o'clock last night. So anything that landed out there after that is not accounted for just yet. More or less, there was, you know, scattered hail, thunder, you name it. And some patches of sunshine. So, welcome to April weather. It's just kind of, it is what it is.
I think everything's just going to blow up now.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because I would like to report at my house, I have barrel cactus blooming.
That's awesome.
And along the street, the globe mallow is just budding. So it will be blooming
soon. Pretty quick.
Golden aster. Starting.
Wonderful.
I know. All the natural stuff.
All righty. Oh. We have a caller on line one. Good morning, line one. How can we help?
Good morning, guess who?
Good morning, Debbie. How can
we
help you?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm the one that got the big dump. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was sitting in my
room,
and it rained so hard, like fast, and then like maybe for like 10 minutes, and then done.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's kind of what it did at Book Cliff, and let me tell you, when that big rain hits the greenhouses, it gets your attention.
It's loud. It's loud. Well, I hope I hope it didn't drown any of your plants.
At the same time, magnificent at the same time.
Yes.
I love the sound of rain on the rooftop.
Mm, I do too.
For sure.
And the scent. The scent of
rain. And everything is so green and happy, and I'm going to go pull some weeds.
It's perfect.
Perfect bug pulling weather.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's true.
It
it's
is.
Like, yes. Yeah. I have some myrtle spurge, a little outbreak at my house. And boy, it's going to get it.
It's going to get it.
It's going to get
it. Right at one edge of the driveway, there's a little patch, probably only, I don't know, maybe 3 foot long by a foot wide of foxtail.
Oh, yeah.
That popped up. Mm-hmm. And a week ago, it just looked like grass. But during the warmth of this past week, it has already decided it wants to go to seed. Well, it's not going to have that opportunity.
No, goodbye. Goodbye.
Yep.
We were like within like an hour after it rained yesterday evening, the moss on the monument just perked up green.
It wakes up.
Just like that.
It is just exquisite.
So stunning.
Absolutely lovely. I noticed this morning as I was leaving to go into the nursery, the catalpa tree at my house has started to push out leaves.
Oh, that's exciting.
And it is exciting because usually that catalpa tree doesn't begin to push leaves until about the first, maybe middle of the second week of May.
Mm-hmm.
That tree is a little ahead of schedule this year.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's happening all over because I follow a storm cellar winery in Paonia.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying how they were having bud break on their grapes, I think.
Wow, that's
and
awesome.
And that it's like a couple weeks early.
Yeah.
So even where the elevation is a little bit higher, they're having the same thing.
Yeah, we've been
a little
really
bit early spring.
Mm-hmm. Early spring.
And our customers are showing up.
They are showing up. We have been rolling plants out the door.
Oh, it's so exciting.
It is exciting. And the plants right now, even if you're not ready to plant just yet, I really would encourage you to come and walk through the greenhouses. My goodness.
They're bursting and beautiful.
So lovely.
Like, I just keep seeing something new all the time. Like, wow, I never noticed that basket. All of a sudden, I don't know.
One of the things that will absolutely stop me in my tracks every time, and I know I've got better things that I should be doing, but when I go through 1E, that's the first greenhouse to the east, the alyssum just, I have to stop.
I know.
The scent of the alyssum is just
and
intoxicating.
And the petunias. I'm starting to really smell the petunias.
Goodness sake.
That whole petunia house. Holy smokes. It's just like these vibrant colors everywhere. And I'm like, when I go to find, different employees, it's a jungle.
It is.
I'm having to like squat down and look.
And that's the funny thing in the east greenhouses, because we have plants on the benches and they're all lovely and beautiful, and it's an absolute feast for your eyes. But we also have the baskets that are hanging on the wires up above.
Uh-huh.
Well, those baskets are at the point where they are starting to drape unfurl over the sides of the baskets. And so there is a very narrow place where you can get a clear line of sight.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what shoes everybody's wearing at this point to identify them. And if they switch them up, I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, but
the other thing I'm noticing this year is, I don't know, in years past, I felt like there was such a big difference between like our custom area, which is 3E to the north, right? Yes, I'm learning my directions. And just because people special order specific flowers and but this year I feel like our retail baskets are just right up there with the
custom. They're glorious.
Actually, we had a couple that come in and order custom baskets, and I think they got 5 of our retail baskets this year because they're like, nope, that's what we want.
Yeah, those are the flowers we love.
It was like red and hot pink petunias combination.
Beautiful.
And it's just stunning.
Just beautiful.
Okay.
What else is going on?
We just go on and on and on. My garlic is growing.
Yep, mine is growing too.
I planted an herb planter, and I also added some salvia.
Lovely.
And I've already seen hummingbirds visiting my red salvia that's poking at the edge of my herb. I placed it by a window so I could have.
So you could spy on them. Yes, it's the spying.
Yeah, how about you?
You know, the catalpa tree, I was excited to see that going on with the catalpa. The garlic is up and doing beautifully.
Uh-huh.
I was a little bit bummed out. The wind that came through on Thursday blew every last petal off of the royal raindrops.
Oh, yeah.
Darn it. And they were both of these trees were looking really, really pretty with all of those pink flowers. But I got to tell you, the lilac bushes are amazing right now.
Yes, and I'm as I go out my neighborhood on the way to work, the lilacs.
Yeah.
And they smell so good.
They do. My husband was laughing at me the other day. I had gone out. I was taking out the trash. And apparently I didn't return into the house as quickly as he thought I should.
Mm-hmm.
He looked out the kitchen window and I was standing in the backyard with my face
planted in
the lilac bush.
Yes.
And, well, you know, I just needed... I had done a chore, and so I needed to be rewarded.
Rewarded. And you are not the only one that likes to bury their head in a lilac bush, because I went skipping out to my compost pile behind my house last week, and there was a little deer just munching away at my little lilac bush. And I'm like, you little stinker. And she ran a little ways away and just stopped and was looking at me as I dumped my compost and just stood there. And I was like, I know, she's going back for more.
She's going to go back and nibble a few more flowers. But just imagine how lovely her lilac-scented breath is now.
Exactly.
Just lovely.
Oh, boy. We love to share. Sharing is caring.
It is.
I'm teaching that to my granddaughter. Sharing is caring. And Snoop Dogg even has a song about it that we listen to.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
All righty. Well, we're up against our first commercial break. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk, and we'll be right back.
As your American Family Insurance agent, I'm looking out for what matters to you. This is Rick Nelson, agent in Grand Junction. Let's talk about all your insurance needs today.
The Rick Nelson Agency at American Family Insurance has an experienced team of professionals, great discounts for good drivers, and bundled policies. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rick Nelson at 970-241-0078.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You like having choices. Now you have a new choice for auto body repair in Grand Junction. TNT Collision Centers is locally owned, 18,000 square foot state-of-the-art collision shop featuring the latest technology to repair any vehicle. They're ICAR certified, and they're so confident in their work that they offer a lifetime guarantee on repairs. Make the right choice. TNT Collision Centers on the corner of Patterson Road and Highway 6 and 50.
TNT Collision Center for collision repair. TNT is
in Iraq. Our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Possibilities are all around us. Everywhere we look, we see opportunity in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action in communities all around the world that we call home, like transforming an old bus to feed hungry children, or providing life-saving equipment to those who need it most. From fighting disease to rebuilding schools, together we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love. Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
No one's immune from misinformation, but if you want the facts, then you're in the right place.
What is true?
What is true?
News Radio 1100, KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens.
Welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk. If you've got a question, something on your mind, give us a call. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. We've got Joe on line one. He's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, sir. How can we help?
Good morning, Mona. Good morning, ladies. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
Good.
Good. I just want, Mona, I wanted to thank you for, I was in there a couple weeks ago, and bought some of that lawn fertilizer that you are always talking about. And my lawn is glowing green.
Yay!
Go
Success!
Team! That's awesome. Good. I'm glad it's doing the job for you.
And I remember that when you advertised it, it was one of the episodes where you were like throwing it in the studio. You know, your hands were going
everywhere. Yeah, throwing it like chickens.
Sprinkle it here, sprinkle it there.
The studio's glowing too, glowing green.
Yeah, so thank you so much. I recommend that highly. I'll probably get a couple more bags for the year, but that is fantastic stuff.
Wonderful.
Oh,
I'm glad it's doing the trick.
Thanks for the report.
Thanks, Joe.
Absolutely. Thank you, ladies. Have a good day.
You too. It's always nice to hear. Report back.
It is. And I got to tell you, folks, Joe came in he wandered up to the counter.
I remember you saying this.
And he said, yeah, I need some of that fertilizer that you talked about on the radio show. And he said, now, I have a visual of what I think you were talking about when you said throwing it here or there, but can I see it for real? So I had to show him what was making Steph laugh.
The technique. Yes.
And it's
she's doing it now.
It's a pretty big technique.
She's throwing it around now.
And this fertilizer, this ProTurf fertilizer, is absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. If you are just wanting a slow green up on your lawn, it'll green things up pretty quickly, but it's slower than the quick release lawn food. But ProTurf lawn food for fertilizing things like your trees, your shrubs, your perennial beds is absolutely amazing. It does a long, slow feed for these plants, and it will do just fabulous things for these plants and help keep them healthy longer term than most other things that you'll find out there. So, Joe, thanks for the plug. That was very nice of you.
Yes.
Something that comes to mind right now, because we are still relatively early in the garden season, is early season watering in your yard. Mm-hmm. Because we were pretty dry through the course of the winter, mm-hmm. these first few waterings that you do for your lawn or for your trees or for whatever really need to be nice deep soaks mm-hmm. of water. Mm-hmm. Reason being, because of lack of moisture through the course of the winter, we've lost some of the deeper subsoil moisture that should be down in that soil.
That makes sense.
And so by providing two or three really deep soaks early in the irrigation season, that helps to restore some of that balance a little bit quicker mm-hmm. to help your plants be able to withstand and be able to grow and flourish better through the course of the rest of the season.
Right.
And it helps to kind of elevate their capacity through the course of what is sure to be a hot July and August. You've got some resources built up down below.
Like a savings plan.
A savings plan. You've mm-hmm. got a little bit of water in your piggy bank there.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, just a little bit of extra something going on.
And it's easy to think, because we've gotten this rain, but such a deficit.
There was, right now we are about 3/4 of an inch behind for the season.
Yeah.
And even though we got, some places got more and other places got none, mm-hmm. officially we only got 0.11 of an inch of rain.
Mm-hmm.
That is barely a drop in the bucket.
I was going to say that. I was like, my dad would say, that's a drop in the bucket.
It's a drop in the bucket. It's barely enough to settle the dust.
Yeah.
Especially when we've had such a dry winter and such a deficit mm-hmm. down below.
Yeah.
So being mindful of, what you see on the surface isn't necessarily the whole story.
Right.
It's really important to think about.
There's an understory.
An understory, indeed. Yeah. Long-range forecasts are indicating that the nighttime temperatures might be staying in the 50-degree range.
Mm-hmm.
That should be warm enough for the soils to start being able to maintain some heat.
Yes.
So
this has been a big discussion.
So, Steph, what does that mean?
It means we're going to give the green light to go ahead and plant annuals and veggies.
Yeah, I think we are within a week-ish.
Yeah, we've been so close.
But the nighttime temperatures keep dropping.
And even this morning I got up and it was like 43, I mm-hmm. think. And I'm like, it's a good thing we haven't given the green light.
Right, and there are folks that have gone ahead and planted.
Yeah.
And
I bet they'd be fine.
Right, and they're being mindful, they're being cautious of making sure to cover things if it looks like it's going to get just a little too chilly.
Yeah.
But with your warm season veggies, things like your tomatoes and your peppers and mm-hmm. eggplants, or cucumbers and squash, those kinds of things,
mm-hmm.
those plants really do their best growing. Mm-hmm. They thrive better mm-hmm. if the soil is nice and warm. These baby plants don't like their feet to be cold.
Right.
They don't love it.
And it's all about that soil temperature.
It's about the soil temperature.
Yeah.
So We're awfully close. We're almost there.
And, I know.
And if you're feeling lucky, you can go for it. You can get it done.
And May 1st is next Wednesday.
Can you believe
Holy
that?
Cow.
I don't know how that happened.
I know. You know, something really cool is every time we have a full moon, I look it up to see what the name of the moon is, because mm-hmm. it's just so interesting. And the full moon was on the 23rd, so it was last week. And it was called a pink moon. And they said it's not because it's pink. It's because I think it's Native Americans. That was when the phlox started to bloom, the pink phlox.
Interesting.
And so they gave it the name. And I swear, the next day, I was driving down First Street, and guess what I saw? Phlox.
Lots of it.
Lots of phlox. I love it when you learn stuff like
that. Making those connections.
Yeah.
Making the connection of why something is called what it's called.
Yeah.
That's fun.
The Native Americans loved phlox, too.
Indeed. The other morning on the way into work, I was driving down 24 Road, just approaching the roundabout at 24 and mm-hmm. G Road. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I don't understand what that is, because the wind was blowing, but there was something that was looked like it was blowing,
uh-huh.
but it was blowing against the wind across the road.
Uh-huh.
And as I got up a little bit mm-hmm. closer, what was blowing across the road against the wind was a little covey of quail.
Oh.
they were running across the road and then running along the gutter, then uh-huh. hopping up onto the little place above where the bike path is, and then skittering along as, you know, if they missed the place where they could have gone on the bridge
a little bit easier.
to go yeah. under.
They didn't see the signs.
They did it. They missed the sign.
Dang.
It's not written in quail, apparently.
Yeah.
But they were just, you know, just having a morning.
Rick and I were just having that discussion, because we have so many quail in our neighborhood, and he was like, when do we start to see the little babies? So
right.
soon.
It won't be very long, I don't
soon.
Believe. They were out for a little run.
They're so fun to watch. We were sitting out on our porch the other evening, I think, and oh man, there was like a covey that went through, and
right.
there was one of them that was just giving them the business.
Is that right?
Like, just being so vocal. And we're like, oh, I wish I understood quail speak.
Right. Well, and that may have been the mister.
I think.
Yeah.
You're right.
The misters oftentimes have a lot to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of bossy.
Huh. That's a coincidence. Just kidding.
Kind of bossy.
Well, and they're the most beautiful, too.
Well, they are.
They are. Oh, boy.
So funny.
It is. It's fun to watch
the thunderstorms yesterday. Mm-hmm. Are your pets bothered by the
yes,
sound?
Yes, Clyde did not like that. My golden retriever, that got his attention. He doesn't even like the sound of the loud rain on the roof. But yeah, when that thunder hit late afternoon, he was pacing.
Yes. Well, I've got two different things going on
uh-huh.
at
Tell
my
us,
house.
Mona.
So Maisie is she's a bird dog mini Aussie cross, okay? And Maisie was shaken like a leaf. And mm-hmm. and this was about 20 minutes before the storm actually
it.
Hit.
Yeah,
she could tell that there was something
it was
going
coming.
On. So she started to get a little shaky and a little bit freaked out by the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it really started to rattle the windows and things were getting a little bit wild. Well, the pup, who will have a birthday on the 28th.
Oh.
Tomorrow is Ruby's birthday.
Ruby's birthday. Nice.
So Ruby, the little red dog, is truly not the smartest tool in the shed. So the thunder is booming, and the lightning is cracking, and it's just crazy out there. And Ruby is in the backyard with it raining sideways, barking at the thunder.
Oh.
So
telling it to go away because she knows it's bothering.
I don't know what the heck. I don't. Oh, I got
Maisie.
Nothing. Maisie was worried, and Ruby was trying to make it move along. I got nothing.
And I saw that picture of Maisie. on the couch.
Yeah, that was
upside down.
That was after the start.
It wore her out.
It did. She was just
wore the poor thing out.
Poor thing. Didn't she look stressed out?
She did.
Oh God. Always something. Dear heaven.
I know.
I'm looking forward to getting some annual coleus and things planted here in the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be good to get that done. We've got a caller on line one. Good morning, line one. How can we help?
Hi, Mona. It's Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, surprise.
I know. I'm just gonna add to what you said about the shaking dogs.
Mm. Yes.
And how they know ahead of time. And another thing they know is when someone that they love, their car is coming over to their house, they know that ahead of time.
They do. They hear it from a long way off.
Mm-hmm. They're so smart.
Yeah, both of them. So they have good hearing and they're smart, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, my dogs are afraid of firecrackers.
Yeah.
And 4th of July... You got to give them a tranquilizer or something.
Poor things,
you know?
I know.
Yeah, Maisie's trick is to go hide in the walk-in closet where there are a lot of clothes hanging. It kind of damps down the vibration, mm-hmm. and it makes her so she's not quite as afraid. But yeah,
right.
Thunderstorms really worry her.
Yeah, it's really bad when they want to go hide because they feel really scared. My little dog goes under the bed. And my bigger dog, like last night when all that thunder was cracking, they were okay. They were just chilling, laying around. And then when that happened, like my big dog like jumped up in my chair and she was shaking like a leaf.
Oh, I know. Yeah. They do. They
yeah.
shake. So
for sure.
Bad.
They're so scared.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what
Thanks.
I added to
Thanks
it.
For sharing.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty. We are up against our last commercial break. If you've got a question, something on your mind, give us a call. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk, and we'll be right back.
Everyone looks forward to spring break, but if the spring that breaks is on your garage door, nobody wants that. Your door won't work right, and it could be dangerous. Overhead Door Company of Grand Junction can replace a broken spring or help you upgrade to a beautiful new energy-efficient door. The original Overhead Door Company of Grand Junction, serving Western Colorado for over 50 years. 2944 I-70 Business Loop, Unit 303. Call 970-245-5000 or go to OHDGRJCT.com. Overhead
Door. Having glass in your kitchen cabinets allows natural light to flow. This is a must-have for modern and contemporary designs. At the Glass Brokerage, we have a variety of art and obscure glass to fit each decorative style. If your home is new construction or if you're giving your kitchen an upgrade, see different styles on our website or come see us at 2200 East Main Street.
Glass is a name and glass is a game. Call the Glass Team, Glass Brokerage.
Here with Eyewitness News. Every election year, you hear about term limits. One place where term limits are a necessity is your septic tank. After 4 years, it's time to call Goodwin Septic Tank Service. They'll give you a fresh start and help maintain your approval rating. Call 243-2783. Goodwin's is the way to go.
1100 KNZZ. Dependable weather.
Chance of thunderstorm Sunday. Grand Junction 66. Montrose 58. Chance of storm Sunday night, then becoming partly cloudy, 42. Sunny Monday, 74.
For some children, a single surgery can turn an untreated cleft into a smile for life. But at Smile Train, we understand that most children need a little extra care. They need nourishment to ensure they grow healthy and strong. They need a confident voice so they can express themselves clearly. They need emotional support and counseling to help them navigate the challenges of school and home life. And they need orthodontic and dental care to make sure their smiles light up the room as brightly as possible. Visit smiletrain.org to learn how Smile Train is supporting the cleft community with lifelong smiles. Smile Train. Changing the world one smile at a time.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, demolishing homes and businesses. Photos from social media showed damaged homes and shredded trees. After passing through the airport, the tornado crossed the Missouri River and into Iowa. Former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura, is now co-chair of the RNC and is urging Republicans to vote early this year, although many would prefer going back to a single and simpler election day.
Believe me, no one wants this more than Donald Trump. One day of voting, paper ballots, voter ID across this country. We can see a day like that again, but we have to win this election and we have to play the hand that we're dealt right now. And the hand we're dealt is it's an election season.
And former President Trump's daughter-in-law, Laura Trump, is now co-chair of the RNC and spoke with the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News.
There is something wrong with the president,
Sean Hannity.
This is something America is going to have to deal with.
Weekday afternoons at 1, KNZZ.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens. Since 1968, where we help you grow.
Well, welcome back, everyone. My name's Mona Dyer. I'm here with Steph Griggs, and we're talking about gardening this morning. If you've got a question, something on your mind, call us. We'd love to talk to you. Our number is 245-1100-245-1100. It is time to make sure to treat your ash trees against lilac ash borers. The time is right. And the other thing is, reports are out, there are lilac ash borer adults flying. So it's time to get that permethrin 38 spray on the trunks of the trees. You want to do a good job of getting the trunk sprayed and the lower branches, anything, say, a couple inches in diameter, get those sprayed. Mm-hmm. You want to spray those tree trunks now and then repeat the spray in about 30 days. Now, the way that permethrin 38 protects those ash trees, it serves as a barrier against the borer itself. The mama will come and lay an egg on the trunk of the tree. When that little egg hatches, the 38% permethrin will kill that larva before it starts to tunnel into the bark.
You don't want it to tunnel.
The other way that it can help to combat these lilac ash borers is as the adults that have been living in that tree trunk for maybe a year, as they're trying to punch their way out to go out, fly around, and mate, it can get them as they're coming back out again. So that's the reason that you want to put the two different sprays on there. You are at that point able to get them either coming or going.
Nice.
It is very nice.
And those ash trees are beautiful trees.
They are beautiful trees. They are the lilac ash borer will attack ash trees. It will also, as the name will obviously indicate, they will also attack lilac bushes. Mm-hmm. So if you are seeing any dieback up in the top of a tree, or you're seeing dieback of older canes in a lilac bush, dimes to donuts, the problem is lilac ash borer. And left untreated, it can kill the plant eventually. Mm-hmm. It can take out big branches of the tree, causing the tree to look misshapen and sad. Mm-hmm. In both instances, though, lilac ash borer is very much an insect that is opportunistic. It will attack plants that are feeling weak over something else, mm-hmm. whether it's...
They're bullies.
They are bullies. They will pick on something that's not feeling well. Just like with people, we're more likely to come down with something if our health is weakened. Mm-hmm. So the big thing that you can do to help protect your plants against these kinds of bullies is mm-hmm. to keep them healthy in every other way. Make sure that when you water them deeply and infrequently to help those root systems thrive and grow. Winter water is always mm-hmm. a good way to make sure that they are healthy coming into springtime.
Right.
And it's just, it's pretty inexpensive insurance to help keep those big lovely trees
preventative
nice.
Preventative care.
Yes. We have some more big news. The roses. We will be up to our necks in roses by this time next week.
Yes. Yes, we will. They're actually going to be delivered tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock is what we've been told. And so Tyler and Rick will get them off the truck. And then guess what? Monday morning is big processing day.
Right. And it will take us a day or two to get them sorted out mm-hmm. and lined out.
So give us some time.
Give us a day or two to get our act together, because this is hundreds and hundreds of plants.
It is. And you'll be able to come view our scratched up arms afterwards. It's so fun. It's one of my favorite days.
It's just,
it's like instant beauty.
It's an amazing process that happens.
It is. And we have customers that say, they call them drive-bys.
Right.
Because they know where the roses go, and they're like, oh yeah, we knew they weren't in because we've been driving by and we haven't seen them. So they're our drive-by customers. So before I forget, because jokes kind of go in one ear and out the other, but you know our friend Jack?
I love Jack.
That used to work at Book Club?
Yes.
Yes. So he called a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And remember when after the show, we were like, he didn't even tell us a joke. When he worked for us, he always had a joke for us. Like, and they were like kind of lame jokes sometimes. And
They're not lame.
They are bad dad jokes. Bad dad, G-rated.
Yes.
For sure. And anyway, so he came in last weekend, I think, and you know, had to give me my big hug, my big Jack hug. And he said that he felt like he'd taken up enough time, and that you might were like, move along. And I was like, he read that wrong. But he wanted to ask us. He didn't get to ask us if we carried wind chimes, which we do. We have the most beautiful sounding.
They are
wind chimes, and we love it when customers go through and they test them out.
The Corinthian bells.
Yes, he wants all of our customers to know that they should come in and buy wind chimes for us. Do you know why?
Why?
Because they're a sound investment.
Of course they are.
So thanks, Jack. And look, I remembered a whole week later. I've been practicing that in my head, waiting for today to come along.
Oh,
so.
Jack. God bless you.
I know. I love it when he rolls through. So anyway, if you need a sound investment, we're your financial advisors this morning. We have a Corinthian bell, and it's not even that big of one. And it is placed in the most perfect place on our porch to just catch that wind. And it's just, I love it.
I have one as well hanging on the back patio. Mm-hmm. And, man, the way the wind comes blasting through, you would think that poor thing would just be going all the time. But it's in just kind of a little protected alcove.
Right.
And
right.
There are days when, looking out, it doesn't appear that there's any wind blowing at all. Mm-hmm. And this chime just very gently goes.
I know.
And on days when the wind is howling mm-hmm. and things are blowing sideways, still, it's gently. I love
and you know,
that chime.
I never thought about it, but a really good friend of mine works at a bird store in mm-hmm. Kansas, and they sell Corinthian bells. And she like kind of taught me that even the bigger ones, like if you were thinking, well, should I buy one that big? They're made out of such heavy metal that it makes them, they're gentle. You know what I mean?
Oh, like they can't sway because they're heavy.
Because they're heavy.
Oh, that's
Or if you think
wonderful.
About it, because we carried some, you know, some cheaper ones, you know, and they were lightweight, and they were just like banging. I mean, we had to move them actually because they were driving Mona crazy. Because every time our door opened,
well, I'm already a little crazy. I even went so far as to stuff wadded up paper. Up
See,
because truly,
you were weighing them down. See, so the Corinthian bells are like the very best because
it wasn't weighing them down. It was my very strange
muffling.
Way
muffling.
Stuff a sock in it, man. Just
put a sock in it. That's a familiar ring from growing up. Gosh, I didn't know we were being so loud as children. Just put a sock in
put
it.
Put a sock in it.
Or go play out in the street. They used to, well, we lived on the farm, so they were safe to say that.
Right? You know, you can. It's easier to jump out of the way of, you know, a combine. You just don't get run over that way.
Oh, man.
What else is happening in your
garden? The lilies. I have some. No, not lilies. Orchid. No. Iris. I knew it would
come.
You
know, it's one of those flowers.
One of those flowers. I have iris that's starting to bloom.
Really?
Yeah, just one.
See, mine haven't started yet.
Yeah.
I have not yet poured any water on my garden.
I haven't either.
And my iris, they will bide their time.
Yeah.
They just take their sweet time.
Yeah.
But as soon as I give everything its big drink of water,
it'll
start in. Yeah. We've got a caller on line one. Good morning, line one. How can we help?
Mona, Steph, Debbie.
Hey.
You know what? I think the three of us should go on the road for a comedian.
Do you think anybody would listen?
Of course, Steve. We're all magnificent and professional and hysterical.
And we crack ourselves up. No one thinks we're as funny as we are. We do. We think we're pretty funny, too.
No, say it again. I didn't hear you. What?
Oh, I said we think we're funny, right? So other people must.
We are funny because people laugh, and I just cracked up, and that's why I called again.
Well, thanks for letting us.
We're going on the road.
All right.
Indeed.
We'll entertain.
We could become millionaires.
Yeah, let us entertain you.
Also, and we'll talk about gardening and bugs and trees and flowers and the birds and the bees, and we'll crack everybody up.
Okay, that sounds like a deal.
We need a date on that.
We do. You have a good weekend, Debbie. Get out there and pull those weeds.
I am, and you have such a good memory, stuff. Like, well, except for that, we always have weeds to pull, right?
We do. It's true.
Okay. Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Okay, get out there and pull the weeds.
Pull those
and
weeds.
Maybe plant some flowers.
Yeah, plant some flowers. The snapdragons right now, snapdragons, it's time.
Oh, okay.
And we've got some beauties. There was a flat of snapdragons that went out yesterday. It's a good thing that those nice people snagged that flat before I saw them.
Before you got them. And you know what? Marigolds. We have some gorgeous marigolds.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Well, everything. Just come out and see it.
Yeah.
You have to wander. And we have people. I have so many people. They'll say, I'm just wandering today, getting ideas. And that's the fun part.
Mm-hmm.
Is just wandering through, making your little list.
Scoping it out. I'm particularly tickled when I see someone come in and they bolt through the door and you know that they have an absolute mission in mind. They came in for
a
tree strap, or
right.
They came in for one little thing.
Right.
And you see them 30 minutes later and they have a whole basket full of flowers.
You're like me at the grocery store.
Yeah. It's like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Or they'll go out with a whole basket of flowers and come running back in because they forgot to get the one thing.
That's true. Yep. I've seen that.
They were easily distracted.
And I am so curious. Like, people probably are like, who's this little pest? They probably want to find some kind of a repellent for me because I love to peek in other people's carts to see the combinations of flowers.
Oh, you're a stalker.
I am. I love to see what people pick out.
All right. There's our traveling music. If you would love to come and see us, we would love to see you there.
Yes, we would.
We are easy to find. 755 26th Road, a mile and a half north of 1st and Patterson. We're open 8 to 5:30
Monday through Saturday.
There you go. Yep. I knew I'd get there sooner or later.
Sunday, 10 to 4.
Indeed.
So come see us.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend. Bye.